All right, good morning. Thank you for joining. This is Confessions of a Serial Wife. It seems like forever since I've recorded an episode. Sorry that I missed last week. As I've posted before, I've probably mentioned this before as well. I work a full-time job, and so this is kind of my side deal. It's a project that I'm doing that's important for me so that eventually my kids can hear it, and it also helps me kind of, sort out some thoughts that I have. So it's a little bit of mental health process for me, maybe some long-term help for my kids, my hopes anyway. If you're just chiming in and this is your first episode, I really hope that you've listened, that you consider listening to other episodes, because that will give you the background that you need, because I generally reference them. My topics are all combined, and so it's important that you have that background to kind of connect the dots. I post on social media. I'm on Reddit, not very often. I post on Twitter and Facebook regularly, and so you can gain a great deal by looking at my pages there, seeing what's important to me, what I feel should be important to other people. So feel free to carouse those. So for this episode, I really want to look at my current life, I guess. I've talked about the abuse that I sustained mentally, physically. I've told you about my family. And I guess due to recent events, and probably I think it the whole COVID thing, you know, it has me feeling, stuck, depressed, probably the same with a lot of you. And so I just want to touch base on that. I've posted a lot of articles recently about depression and, kind of coming out of it and how COVID is impacting all of us, even though I try to stay away from the whole COVID topic. But it's a big factor in our lives right now. Excuse me. I think that a lot of times I end up thinking about going to college as an adult. So as I talked about in a previous episode, I was happily naive for the majority of my life. I did not go to college. I didn't even graduate high school. I made it through half of ninth grade. And when you're young, your brain absorbs so much more than it does as an older person. So, college would have definitely been easier. But I think that when you aren't exposed to those topics, because of course I was mainly around people that hadn't gone to college, except for in my work life, you tend to stay kind of in this naive state, kind of this blissfully naive state. And so nowadays that, I'm with all of these people that are well educated, they're well versed. My husband is the same. I'm around a lot of his peers, which are all professional people. My peers are all professional people for the most part. I've kind of lost touch with my friends that weren't college educated, and not because of that, just because of how it all shook out with my marriage, his preferences, my preferences. Sometimes I tend to kind of blame my husband, I guess, for lack of a better way to phrase it, because I think that he tends to be narcissistic, and I've told you some examples where he's kept me away from people, but, you know, ultimately, I think a lot of that was my choice. I think that sometimes I start to get very overwhelmed with how the world is looking. There's so much hate and neglect, and I'm doing so much research for this project, for you know, posting things for you guys on social media. I'm reading stories and, you know, looking up details, and I think that adds to the depression. I'm on Twitter with a lot of people, a lot of abuse survivors, and every once in a while you'll see them post that it's just too much, everything's too negative, and so they have to stay away from social media. And I think there's something to that. College for me, because of the degrees that I chose, and because, you know, I put my heart and soul in it. It was really interesting to me. It meant a lot to me. I think that it caused me to be a critical thinker. It caused me to look at things from a different perspective. And so when I talk about being blissfully naive, it really was. I look back and think, you know, just how happy I was with my kids. I had no idea about, you know, politics. I had no idea about really abuse any further than my own. I had no idea how, you know, human trafficking, how prevalent that was. I had no idea about anything. I watched the morning news, but, you know, I didn't look this stuff up. And maybe it was because that was, you know, before cell phones and social media. And so you really had to do some heavy duty legwork to research this stuff. And maybe I just didn't take that time. But, you know, it compounds to where I look back and think, you know, those were such happy times, really, when you think about it. I was happy. I worked out in the yard all the time. I just seemed content with everything, even the trivial tasks that I did. I volunteered at the kids' schools, and it was just, I don't want to say better days, but it really was kind of better days. So I don't know. I don't want to go too much on a tangent on that, but, you know, there really is something to that, you know, that statement, that saying of blissfully naive, because I kind of was blissful. Like I've said before, my husband is, you know, borderline narcissistic. I think that he's actually borderline Asperger's because of certain mannerisms and characteristics and behavioral things that he does. And the way that I get treated and talked to sometimes, I feel like I have no value. And then, of course, I compare that back to the time when I was blissfully naive, you know. I don't want my podcast or social media to be political, but he does like Trump and I don't like Trump. And I look at him sometimes and I think, You know, how can you think that way? How can you be like that? How can you back that? And I suppose there's still things about Trump I don't know, so I don't want this to be a bashing on him. I feel belittled and unvalued. I kind of feel like I'm getting in the rut of never being able to be heard or be right or have any say. And that's a problem. That's a problem for any marriage. And that's been a problem in the past for me. And so I see that happening again. This is part of that enlightenment, you know. I'm not blindly naive anymore. And so I start evaluating these things and start reading these things and then start thinking if I see these things in my own life. For example, this weekend we did some minor traveling and he was taking a wrong turn. And I said, how come you're not going this way? And he got upset and huffed and puffed and, you know, you could have told me I was going the wrong way. You could have told me I was taking a wrong turn. And my initial response was, I think that's what I just did. And he was mad. And then he said, you could say, you know, you're going the wrong way. You're taking a wrong turn. Like he wanted me to specifically say that instead of asking him, why aren't you going, you know, or how come we're not going this way? And so I thought about that for just half a second. And then it struck me. I was literally being berated for not being a big enough dick to him. That's literally, it's like he was trying to cause a fight because I wasn't rude to him. So I was too nice in that instance. The same objective came out, you know, this way versus that way, but I didn't say it mean enough to him. And so I posed that to him and said, seriously, you know, I'm in trouble now for not being a big enough dick to you. That's really what you're going to start a fight over. And I don't know, I guess that made him think a little bit. Usually it makes him mad when I bring that stuff up. But it made him think a little bit, and then the rest of the weekend was good. He was, you know, not so pointed on topics. There wasn't so much blaming, I guess. So it was okay. So on that note, I'm going to take just a quick break and throw in a quick ad right here, and then I'll be right back. Oh, and by the way, so these ads I throw in, I appreciate you listening to them. I always have high hopes, but I think it works out to something like a penny I make from each person that listens, or a half a penny or something, because I got to tell you, I've been doing this for months and months, and I barely have over $5, so I'm not getting rich by any means. So don't feel like you're lining my pockets, although that would be okay with me. So anyway, hang in there. I'll be right back. All right. Thanks so much for sticking with me. I'm back. I put up with that because I've been divorced so many times that honestly, I just almost don't have the stomach for it. And I always think that my view is somehow tainted now. And so maybe I don't look at things correctly. Maybe I look at that behavior that he expressed over the weekend, my example. And maybe that's not how it was. Maybe my thinking is skewed because I've just been running away from those problems for so long. So maybe I don't recognize healthy behavior. Maybe that's actually how men and women talk to each other, although I don't think it is. But those go through my mind. Those thoughts go through my mind. So I have issues with that. I wonder. And really, if you look in this, at the scheme of things, if you look at my past, my whole life I've been raised with that narcissistic attitude, that attitude where I had no meaning, no worth. No matter what I said or what I did, it wasn't right or wasn't good enough. You know, my mom is narcissistic, horribly so. I think maybe it tends to fade with age, or maybe it's just not as bad anymore because I'm not around her all the time. Maybe I'm the outsider now, so I don't see it. As described in previous episodes, she was really good at, you know, just freaking out over the moment. But if some stranger walked past, it was, oh, hi, instantly. It was that disguising the true depth of her behavior, her attitude. And so I wonder, maybe it's part of that now. Maybe I don't see how bad it is. I've noticed that. I noticed that when Dad was sick, because, you know, I was there all the time, but it was a different capacity. And so she would be screaming at Dad, and it would be absolutely horrible. And then I would show up, and all of a sudden, you know, it was different. It was nice. Oh, hi. You know, that type of deal. And so, you know, you have to wonder how much of that, you know, I either picked up because she was truly psychotic and, you know, it was a mental defect and I picked that up from that, or it was something that I picked up from nurture and absorbed into my being. And so I was trained for this by her. I was trained to put up with this. I was trained to live this lifestyle. I was trained to fly off the handle at stupid things. So I have to take all of that into consideration. You know, I guess the point of this episode is that, you know, staying married is a difficult task, and I've hit the point where I've been married to this husband longer than any other, and I say it's because, you know, I'm exhausted and I don't feel like I could jump ship. Some days I feel like I have to, otherwise I'm going to lose myself, or, you know, I'm just going to shrivel up and die. I feel like maybe there's not one person that can value you enough to where you really feel valued all of the time. Maybe that's something that you just have to do for yourself. And so I feel like I'm partially there, but I think that's always a learning process, a growing process. And I'm just doing the best I can. I do feel depressed from time to time, and the memories of my blissfully naive state do haunt me sometimes, and I wish that I wouldn't have gone to school. And, you know, I'm still paying that debt off. It's a huge burden, but I suppose I'm making a very nice wage and it is helping. But, you know, I mean, we were always broke before I went to school. And I wonder, you know, could we have made that work? Could I have just stayed blissfully naive and not had that debt? Could I have just stayed that way my whole life, even though my kids are in college now and, you know, growing and learning like I did. And then you have to think, what kind of, you know, sadness did you reap on them for forcing them to go to school and, you know, think differently, think outside of the box and understand what the heck is going on in the world and how bad and negative it can be. I suppose that that has to be married to understanding how good the world can be and the positive things that you can do and that can come from it. I don't know, I'm feeling blue because of COVID and because of the state of everything right now. And I'm trying to wrestle with, you know, how much of that is because of my marriage and, you know, do I love him enough to stay? And I suppose the answer will be yes, because I just don't see myself getting divorced again. But is that because of what I feel for him, or is that because, you know, I've gone through that so many times before? It's just not an easy answer, I guess. And so I guess I'm getting close to time, and I just want to say that I'm in a happy place. I'm a happy person, even though some of the topics I cover kind of make me feel more blue than even the COVID. But I think I'm a generally happy person. I think that's the only way I've survived my life is by, you know, being optimistic and positive. And so I have to dig into these things, though, to make sure that, well, for one, to kind of give you the final outcome, you know, this is what life looks like, because I don't consider myself too abnormal. So this is what life looks like when you've, you know, done things that I've done and experienced the things that I've experienced and survived the abuse that I've survived. This is kind of where you are left. And there's not really much else to do except for to evaluate who you are and what you are and keep moving forward. So I hope that these words are still helpful for some people. I hope that when my kids eventually listen to this, that it's helpful. So anyway, this was a little bit of a depressing episode. I think some of mine here lately are, but I just don't see any way around that. I'll get on a more pointed topic on my next episode. So anyway, thanks for listening. I appreciate you as always. Take care and stay positive. Bye-bye.